Before we look at what lies ahead, maybe you can just bring us up to speed as to what Peter Hutton's been doing the last 4 or 5 years on the soccer-related front.
Yeah, well, most recently I was in sort of the head coach at Derry's under-15s in the academy sort of setup. When I left Derry, I sort of fell away from the game for a few years, and then I got the enjoyment back by being involved in my son's young team, Oxford United Stars, here in Derry, and then that transpired. I was invited in and by Hugh Harkin to the Derry Academy, so I've been doing that for the last few years now. So just got me back enjoying football again for once.
Did you think you would go back into managing a senior team at all?
I didn't. to be brutally honest, I didn't. No. I just think that sometimes the senior level is just a complete another lack of integrity and just not my cup of tea as such, do you know what I mean? But I really, as I say, I've started really enjoying the game again with the academy and that, and just the enjoyment and the love and passion you have for football. So I had stepped away then from the Derry Academy at the start of the season, just seeing things going not the way I would like them. So I stepped away from it, and then I was asked then by a third party a couple of weeks ago with a have a chat with Institute because Kevin was moving on to go to Korean in a full-time capacity. So I said, I'll have a chat with him. So transpired then. I met with Bill and Andy and that and sort of some of the board members and a good long conversation and decided, why not?
Free season is getting underway pretty soon. What sort of squad will you have at your disposal? Will there be many there from last season, or are you sort of starting from more or less from scratch?
We're probably a couple of weeks behind just due to the club being unsure whether Kevin was staying or going. It wasn't sort of confirmed until fairly recently, so that indecision has caused maybe one or two players to leave. Sort of things are a wee bit more settled now, who's in place and how we are going forward type of thing. So the vast majority of players have stayed. Still need to bring in a few fresh faces, trying to improve the squad, but it'll be a young squad, but we will be competitive.
There's always been players in the Northwest that, you know, they've gone to Stute, they've been at Derry, they've been maybe at Harps, at Coleraine, so you have that sort of pool to in the Northwest to choose from. But so many clubs, I suppose we can include Limavady, Strabane Athletic, have aspirations going forward, so it's not going to be easy.
No, it's not. I mean, everybody wants good players. I mean, and that's the problem. And good players can ask for that wee bit extra. Do you know what I mean? So it's difficult to try and attract them, but that's part of the business sort of we're in. Trying to get good players, because ultimately that's what sort of drives your team into success. But I know it's difficult sort of, obviously, when you don't have the finances of the clubs that you're sort of sitting in sort of and location with, you know what I mean? But that's part of the challenge, I suppose.
Are you looking at the first season? You know, how high do you set the bar? Is it a case of sort of consolidating and trying to build for maybe a longer-term plan?
No, well, the longer-term plan is obviously they try and play as high as we can, but in the new stadium as such, we're hoping in the next couple of years, with a funding approval, that the club will re-establish itself over in Cluny Park West with a new stadium. But on the pitch, the main sort of focus is trying to be competitive. If we can get to the Premiership, so well and so good, but the main aim is to stay competitive and remain competitive.
Important then to get the season off to a good start and get a little bit of early season momentum, I take it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's probably what hampered them last season. They didn't start the season too well, and it sort of they took them a wee while to get going again. But then sometimes that's what's happened when you have such a change in personnel every season. Sort of other clubs pick off your better players, and that you're almost starting from scratch again, and that can be very disheartening for a team. But the vast majority of the boys this year are hopefully all going to stay. So we hope they build on that now.
Yeah. And what about the Irish League Championship in general? Would you be familiar with most of the teams, Peter? Are there quite a few that maybe you haven't seen play before?
No, well, I wouldn't have seen many of them play as such. Do you know what I mean? But I know it's a very competitive, very physical league, very direct at times. So it is. It's a very, very competitive league. As I say, it's not for the faint-hearted. But again, some really good quality players in them as well, some really good sides.
Now, you touched on there the fact that there are exciting plans for a new stadium, and a club has aspirations like that, and there's something that's a way forward has been mapped out. That can filter right down through the club to the playing personnel as well, can't it? And you know, if you all feel you're going very much in a positive direction.
Very much so. Again, that's what sort of, as I say, it gives the players themselves that sort of aspiration to of playing in the new stadium and stuff. So they want to play, as I say, at the highest level they can, and in good stadiums and good pitches and that. And that, and the Institute players are no different. It would be great if, hopefully, in the short term future, that the funding's granted, and then in the next couple of years, then the new stadiums able to be sort of delivered over in Cluny Park West. Mm. Fantastic stadium if it does, and I'm sure it's long overdue for Institute themselves, having left sort of the water side a number of years ago.
In the meantime, you will continue to be playing at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium for your home games?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, the home games will be at the Brandywell. Big pitch, everybody sort of has their opinions on 3G pitches as such, do you know what I mean? But it is what it is. It's a big pitch, and it lends itself to getting the ball down and playing football, which will suit ourselves. It's good. It's a good pitch to play on. I've certainly played in a lot worse, but it's one of those. A lot of the opposition teams they enjoy coming to the Brandywell too, because it's such a good pitch.
Yeah, and on that topic of artificial pitches, your opponents in the league, are there other clubs who have artificial pitches?
Yeah, the vast majority will probably be grass, but there is a number of teams all have installed now the 3G as well. And again, it's just sort of makes it a bit more cost effective for a lot of teams now, in terms of being able to train on it under the floodlights as well and play matches. And same with their young academies teams and stuff like that. Just it's able to take that wear and tear, whereas the grass just doesn't, especially over the sort of British season as such, when you're in for a long spell of the season, you're in the sort of depths of wind and rain.
Yeah, so it means you have to adjust the training a little bit, because obviously you need to be comfortable and playing on both surfaces. In terms of injuries associated with 3G pitches, would you have any particular stance on that? You know, are there more injuries from playing on artificial surfaces?
Well, I definitely think there is more specific sort of types of injuries associated with 3G, in terms of sort of your joints and things like that. It certainly doesn't help with the impact and the twisting and turning. There's very less give in the ground underneath your feet as such, do you know what I mean? But that's prevalent now. But even with a lot of the kids now growing up on 3G pitches, their bodies are starting to adapt to these type of surfaces and how they adjust and move. So it's becoming very commonplace now, do you know what I mean? But for me personally, I'm a fan of the grass still, do you know what I mean? But that's sort of probably just old school.
When you're assembling the squad, Peter, and looking to attract players in, your contacts in the game, is there a lot of behind-the-scenes talk between managers themselves and coaches?
Yeah, there is. You talk to a lot of coaches. You get there, even if there's players being released and things like that, you would maybe talk to their previous manager and what they're like as a character, that type of thing, because it's obviously evidently important to you that you're not just signing a footballer, you're signing a person to come into the dressing room too, and they have to be in the right character and the right sort of dynamic to come into your dressing room. So there's a lot of that type of thing goes on, and you talk to different managers about players and that type of thing, and that's just part and parcel of the game, I suppose.
Yes.
Especially this time of season.
Yeah, because in the League of Ireland, the transfer window will be opening up in the not too distant future. So, you know, maybe Harps and Derry, there could be a bit of movement there, and some players may be going to Institute, some going the other way. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's sort of every team's open to signing good players. You know, that doesn't change. You're always constantly trying to improve your squad. you know what I mean? And that again won't change. So if you see a player that you think might add something to your team that maybe you don't have, then you try and pursue it. But again, you can be sort of limited with the finances at your disposal. But again, that's sometimes you just have to try and play smart.
And away from the first team, it's Jute, Peter. What's the setup in the club? Are there quite a few underage teams?
We have a strong academy. We've always had. There's a lot of good players have progressed through the academy, and they will hopefully continue to do so. They have lost the head of academy. Murray Smith has gone to take over at Moyola. So Paul Bratton, who people will know has been with the Institute over the last number of years, he is coming now as the new head of academy. So again, keeps that bit of continuity as well, so which is good. But there is a lot of good players sort of coming through the Institute. They sort of, some players even dovetail between being at the Derry Academy, the Stewart Academy, and vice versa. So there's a lot of good players still in the city. So it's important just that they're being coached in the right environment and given that environment, they sort of flourish.
And you've been in the game for quite a while. Do you feel in the Northwest at the moment, is the talent coming through, is it pretty encouraging from what you've seen?
Well, there is, yeah, definitely. But the problem at the moment is obviously the two bigger clubs in terms of like sort of, for instance, say Coleraine and Derry City, who are awash with sort of money at the moment. Their focus is probably on trying to achieve league winning teams as such. So the younger players mightn't get as much opportunities at the moment. Do you know what I mean? But if there is players that are good enough, doesn't matter what age they are. Do you mean a manager will play them? But 9 times out of 10, if they're challenging for a league title, then they're sort of more reliant upon experienced players.
And who would you?
But you can see even young with Kevin, with the young Harps team now at the moment. Like he deserves a lot of credit. He's playing young players, and they will need time. And when you're playing a lot of young players, It lends itself in. Sometimes you get a bit of inconsistency, but that's where they have to be given that experience. Mm.
As you look at the teams in the Irish League Championship, who do you feel will be the ones up challenging at the top of the table come the end of the next season?
Well, again, I think there's one or two teams that even not too far away from ourselves. Limavady were up there challenging for a while. Harnow Wolf Wendlers, again, teams that have come down last year as well, so again, it's going to be a very, very tight league. Do you know what I mean? It always is. There's sort of like, there's usually 5 or 6 teams up there challenging, and it's a marathon, not a sprint, as they say, but again, it's sort of who can sort of maintain that level of consistency over the season.
And finally, Peter, there's a feeling generally that the Airtricity League, the League of Ireland, is very much on an upward curve at the moment. The crowds have been very good. There's been, fierce competition. Not a lot to choose from between the top sides. In the Irish League, do you see a parallel there? Do you think things are on an upward trajectory again?
They are at the moment. A lot of the clubs are taking the gamble and going full-time. Which has helped improve the standard of play in most teams. And as like the League of Ireland, those who aren't able to compete with the finances for full-time are sort of starting to be left a wee bit behind. But even now, Coleraine have sort of moved to a full-time setup, like the Crusaders, Glentoran and Linfield, and et cetera. So that's why it's so good to see Dungannon coming out and winning the cup this year. They've sort of went against the precedent, had a fantastic season too. I think they finished 4th. Rodney McAree has done a fantastic job there. But it's always good. Everyone likes to see the underdog sometimes come out on top as well. But yeah, the league is certainly improving, and the amount of money getting spent on it is sort of still on the up.
So summing things up, the appetite is there. Peter, you're relishing the prospect of getting going and starting that first competitive game and watching on from the side.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it, Chris. Yep, it's obviously been a while from senior football, but as I was just sort of saying to the boys, like the game itself, doesn't really change that much. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes coaches try and overcomplicate things. Do you know what I mean? The game itself is fairly simple. So it's I'm looking forward to it. It's a different challenge, but one I'm really looking forward to.